Well, we're lucky enough this program to speak to Jeff Horn after he beat Ali Fineca in Auckland in December. At the time, it was talked about, you know, Manny Pacquiao. It might have been a pipe dream then. It's a reality. It's going to happen in April. Where it happens is to be determined, but we've been lucky enough to get Jeff Horn on the line. G'day, Jeff.
Hey, Jimmy and Andrew.
Mate, you must be floating this morning. The fact that this has been announced, from a boxing point of view, it must be a dream come true. How are you feeling, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty amazing. I'm still pinching myself this morning about that it's actually on still. Mm.
When this story came out last week, Jeff, it was, it seemed like it was a long shot. Then all of a sudden it just turned into reality in the space of a couple of days. What, can you just sort of go through the process with us about how this fight came to be?
Yeah, look, they Juco joined up with Bob Arum from Top Rank, and he's got a heap of fighters in his stable. And the reason for this fight, they said that the chances for it to actually be made was about 15-20%, they reckon. And at that stage, I thought that was that was really high.
Yeah.
And then it just turned. I saw all the media happening about it, and it all getting built up, and I was still probably really unlikely to happen. And then all of a sudden, I get a call back from them a day or two ago. I think it was not yesterday, the day before, them saying, oh, no, it's at like about 70-80% chance now. I'm like, what?
So who called you? Bob Arum called you himself?
No, Bob didn't call me. I got called from members from Juco and,
right.
And my coach as well.
Okay, well, it's fantastic news, and we'll talk to you later about where it's going to be and all that yet to be determined, but you know, there's the build-up to the fight, and then there's the fight itself. Jeff Fenech said yesterday, if he fights the right style, he's a huge chance. What style do you think you have to fight to take on Manny Pacquiao, to beat Manny Pacquiao?
Look, I'm not exactly sure yet. I haven't gone into that with how I should actually fight him, but I think my style, just in general, is going to upset Manny in how he fights.
Are you a Pacquiao fan? Have you spoken to him at all?
No, I haven't spoken to him, but I'm definitely a fan. I've watched a heap of his fights, and he's one of the fighters that I do follow.
Have you seen an erosion of his skills, of his speed, of his desire, given the fact he's now 38 and he has lost three of his last eight bouts?
Yeah, he's gone through about 10 weight divisions, and he's won all of them in world title standards, so he's an absolute machine. And I actually went to watch him in Las Vegas when he fought Mayweather.
Okay. And what were your, because he lost that one, that was one of the losses that we've been talking about. So did you think then, obviously you look at these guys and think, well, what would I do if I was fighting them? Did you think then that you could have Manny Pacquiao and beat him?
Well, when it was live, it was actually very difficult to tell because the crowd always cheers every time Manny throws a punch. So I thought Manny Pacquiao was winning, but you couldn't see all the clean little punches Floyd Mayweather was landing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Let's not underplay the story. So you're there watching, you know, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. You're a guy who took up the sport late 10 years ago because you're getting bullied at school. You're a school teacher, and as Bob Arum himself said, a school teacher who can fight every delinquent kid in the world will take notice. And now you're going to be fighting Manny Pacquiao after watching him fight against Floyd Mayweather. No wonder you're pinching yourself, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. It's a crazy story. I'm still pinching myself this morning, as I said. And it's just a great opportunity, and I was never going to take it up. If I had the chance of fighting, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah. All right. Where is it? Where, obviously, you won it at Suncorp. I think the quote was, it'll be like an Origin match. Realistically, if you said you were 20%, then 70% chance of getting the fight, what's the percentage chance of it being at Suncorp?
Look, I'm not even in the discussions about that type of thing. I'm just hoping it's Suncorp. It's probably going to be one of the major cities here in Australia. I'm hoping that's over 50% chance of being in Australia, but it could be anywhere like Dubai or even in America.
Okay.
Can you imagine, though, what it would be like if there's a boxing ring in the middle of Suncorp Stadium and it's packed full of Queenslanders?
Yes, it would be absolutely awesome. I went there the other day and just stood in the middle and kind of imagining what it would be like, and it's 100% where I'd want the venue to be.
Do they tell you how much you're going to get paid out of this, Jeff?
No, the figures aren't there yet. I'm sure it'll be a decent payday, but it'll be nothing like people think in millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, right. And from your point of view, you don't care what Manny gets paid. You're taking it on for the opportunity.
No, exactly. I'm taking it on to hopefully beat Pacquiao and then create a legend in myself and fight bigger fights in the future.
Is that the tough part about it? You know, if you admire a boxer so much and you're a fan and you're going to be stepping into the ring, I'm assuming you're wanting to hate him. Like, is that something you're going to have to address? Just make sure you're an opponent's an opponent, of course.
Look, it is hard, but when I jump into the boxing ring, I completely change in there as well. My mental attitude switches to complete competitive mode, and I'm super competitive and I don't like losing. So I'll be in there to win it, that's for sure.
Oh, that's cool. What about you from a weight point of view? You're fighting at the welterweight. Does that impact on what you're doing now? We know that the bout's going to be in April. When do you start really ramping up your preparations for this fight?
Look, it probably gets quite serious about 8 weeks out.
Right.
I'm just building up a base fitness level at the moment. And, about eight to 10 weeks out, we start really pushing it to get the fitness up.
And what does that involve, building up a base fitness? Is that running? Is that boxing? Do you do any other type of training that'll get you in good shape?
Yeah, running, boxing, fitness, swimming in this weather, all of it helps.
Yeah, right. It's
Who's your trainer, Jeff?
Glenn Rushton.
Right.
Okay.
And you've been with him your whole career, or what's his story?
Yeah, I've been with him my whole career. He's actually the one that I first stepped into the gym with, and he noticed what ability I had, and he told me one day that I could go to the Olympics and become a world champion, and I'm one step away from the world championship, and I've actually been to the Olympic Games in London.
Yeah, of course. You fought in London in 2012. I know you must get sick of this part of the story, but I wouldn't mind asking it just one more time. You know, it's a bit of a cliche when it comes to you about how you were bullied when you were younger, and that's how you got into boxing. Can you just explain, you know, what you went through and you know, what led you to the ring?
Yeah, I got bullied a fair bit. It was over silly things like at school usually are. And I ended up trying to back up a friend one day, and a guy was knocked into him. I said, "Oi, oi, oi, break it up." And then he just pointed at us and said, "Oh, I'm going to get you after school." And then we're like, "I know you're not. We're actually going a different way." We didn't say that to him, but we were kind of laughing to ourselves. They're not going to get us. Then all of a sudden, outside of school, there's about 30 of them that approached us and told us to get down on our knees and say sorry to them. And we're like, I said, "No, I'm not getting down." And all we got is a couple of slaps in the face and told to bugger off.
Well, there'll only be one Manny Pacquiao. So that's all you have to worry about. You don't have to worry about 30 of them. It's going to be huge. Wherever it is, whenever it is. Well, we know it's April, but it's such an exciting opportunity for you, Jeff. And I think everyone from an Australian boxing fan and Australian sporting fan point of view will be in your corner on that night or day, depending on when it's going to be broadcast into the US. Thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck in your preparations leading up to this fight.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Jeff Horn. Now, there's a guy you could like. Seriously, what's not to like about Jeff Horn? It is a good story.
There's a boxer that you can certainly get behind.
Absolutely. The market's just suspended at the moment for that. We'll at tab.com.au.
They're waiting for our interview.
They were. Sounds confident.
It does.
He might have been wound in a little bit.
Absolutely.